Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like scrolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, Payne and Pendergast coming back here. We will read some of your y'all's text on the conversation topic. For those just tuning in or just getting in your cars, we had a listener with a serious request ask us to help him get better at deep conversations with his significant other. His or her could have been a woman texting in, wanted to chat with her man a little bit, but I'm just going by what the demographics say.
Demographic and the gender that struggles most with deep conversation.
Very fair observation. Yes. So we'll read some.
We're being a little bit sexist. Yeah.
Read some of the follow up texts. Yes. Read some of the follow up texts. We will for that in just a second here. So Pete Thamel, who has quickly become one of the foremost insiders in the college football world of ESPN. The Power Four commissioners met in New York yesterday, and sources said there's continued focus on a 16-team college football playoff starting next year in 2026.
I'm sorry. I believe being told that there would be no such discussions about any such thing until 2030 at the earliest. Yeah.
I love how they fast-tracked all this stuff. It took 50 years to get to a BCS, and they're like, nope, we're not going to do a real playoff. And then everything is getting they will decide to make it a 32-team playoff next year in the middle of the 16-team playoff.
And also where we've gone, how quickly have we gone from these college kids can't be expected to play this much extra football to now, hey, these teams that had a bye week got screwed.
Yeah, yes, all the teams that got a bye, one through four, all lost. So now
they
didn't
get to play enough football. They lost their edge.
The only way to remedy this is to force them to play a football game. That's how they won't get screwed.
These kids are playing too much football. Wait a minute. These guys need to play even one more football game.
Right. How can we make sure these kids don't get screwed? By playing more football. That's how. Here's the quote from Thamel. This is a quote from an industry source. Quote, I would say that 16 is becoming more preferred. It seems like 16 may be the preferred number, but there's no format decision, end quote. My thing with this, look, I say this all the time. I like the 14 playoff myself. I love the debate that came with it. The teams getting left out. I think it was perfect for what we do. And so I was a little resistant to the 12-team playoff, and there were definitely some glitches in the format, which I think they're going to fix. But when the 12-team playoff rolled around, I sat down and watched all those games, and it was fun. Yeah. And I'll sit here and say I don't want it to go from 12 to 16 because I don't. It's going to further water down the regular season. And yet when the 16-team playoff rolls around, I'll be doing a segment with you, Seth, about how these next 10 days are the greatest days of football in the history of mankind.
Yeah,
all these teams playing.
It gets all the extra things that go along with it is that now you have home games in the playoffs,
which are awesome in my opinion.
Are awesome. Now with an extended playoffs, there'd be more team. I mean, a lot of times the games are going to be played on when schools aren't even in session.
Yeah.
Which isn't a big deal. Oregon deals with that all the time because their school doesn't start until late. They're on trimesters.
Yeah.
They're in the late September. So they have home games before school has actually started in the regular season.
Yeah.
So, I'm not fighting it, man. As you would have, as many people probably predicted and would have expected, once you open Pandora's box, sports leagues in general are really bad at contracting. They love expanding numbers of teams, numbers of games, numbers of this and that. So, and the fun thing is too, though, you can keep making it bigger and bigger. There's almost no end to where the people who are left out aren't going to be really PO'd. There will be another Lane Kiffin next year after they go to 16 games. Yeah. And really,
Team 17 is going to be pissed off about
it. The less exclusive the club gets, the more offended you are that you're left out.
Right.
It's one thing when it's a super exclusive club, there will be one or two teams where the bigger the club gets, then there's multiple people that are going to be wronged and this is an injustice and what have you.
And yet the answer to those people gets easier and easier. Don't lose four games. Don't go 8-4 because that's what we're getting to. I mean, you get to 16 teams, you're starting to dip into teams that have definitely lost three games for sure, if not four games. So, I think the other thing, too, that gets interesting, and I know I'm going to say this and people are going to say that'll never happen. Players that are going to bow out of the playoff.
Even on really good teams.
Yeah.
That's a lot of extra football games when you're staring a first-round check in the face.
Yeah, it's going to happen. I know people are going to say it, and people are going to say the NFL is going to frown upon that. They're going to frown upon it to a certain degree with certain players, but there's going to be other players that are just too good to pass up on that will have bowed out for the postseason.
I think what we've seen now is that I think some teams definitely take it into account, but they don't. It doesn't seem like they dock a guy for sitting out of the playoffs, but it is a feather in their cap if they choose to play. Like Will Anderson choosing to play in his bowl game seemed to be a big feather in his cap, kind of the cherry on top of the type of guy he was. Kamari Lassiter choosing to play to play when he didn't have to. That was a feather in his cap. So it's not explicitly a negative, but it's a negative because other guys are getting credit for staying in.
This might be the real exposure they have when it comes to players and an expanded playoff. The rumor was that Nico Iamaleava, the Tennessee, now UCLA quarterback, the rumor was that he was ready to hold out right before Tennessee's playoff game against Ohio State for more money. He was ready to, because there's no contracts with any of this stuff. That's serious exposure. Like, if you're adding more games for these guys, I could see them getting advice like, hey, man, if you're going to play in these extra games, get yourself an extra couple hundred grand. Because there's no rules right now.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
No? There's no rules, and that's where I think NFL teams would look at that and think, all right, that's dirty pool. All right, what's this guy doing? Holding them over a barrel in the middle of the season.
I agree with you.
That's like an NFL player deciding to hold out midway through the season. That's a next level thing.
Totally agree with you. Doesn't mean it won't happen.
I'm not saying it won't happen.
Yeah.
I just think that for those young men who in the future might decide to do that, I would advise against it.
I would too.
That is a short-sighted capital gain.
It's 100%. Total nose cut off despite the face. Totally. The texts we're getting on the listener requesting advice on having deep conversations.
Which, just to sum it all up, my basic advice was learn how to be a good listener.
And a lot of people are echoing what you said, such as this listener. Don't solve the problem. Listen and validate, all caps, her feelings, no matter how long she talks for.
That's the part. That's the part they don't. You know what, Sean? It's like telling somebody to become a better listener. It's easy, and it's the right advice in general as a blanket statement.
Yeah.
We should all try to be better listeners. Yeah. But it's also like, it's kind of like recommending that somebody play a full court press. You're like, okay, sure. Yeah, do it. But it's going to take a commitment.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to, this is a lot of extra hours of conditioning and work in the gym and a lot of pain, but you got to do it. So yeah, if you commit to being a better listener, also, you're going to have to commit to like, all right, this might be more, these conversations are going to last a little bit longer than I'm used
to. You
got to
work on your mental cardio for sure, I would say. Yeah. Or,
I promise you, young man, there is a payoff, okay?
Or just
it does, it will, it's so hard. You don't believe it's true, but people will think that you're a better conversationalist simply by saying very little at all.
Yeah, that's very good advice. Or just be like I would probably be when I go to Amy. I would declare that I have become a better listener and tell her, don't get greedy, though. All right? Don't get... You can talk, but not for too long, all right?
Bill Burr's got a funny thing in his latest special where he talks about where it dawned on him that, like, okay, all I have to do is just... I commit to once a month doing something that I really don't want to do and act like I love it. And oh my God, it's everything that my world has changed.
Yeah.
Like she looks at me like I'm the perfect spouse. Just once a month.
That's
just
it.
Say, yeah, I'd love to go to that party. Sure. Yeah. Okay. Oh, you want to go shopping for clothes before?
Hey,
sure. Let's do it.
Always leave them wanting more. That's the key in the entertainment industry. If you only do it once a month, you're always leaving them wanting more. Real quick before we go to break, what's the book again, Seth? It was the Stephen Covey book that you were talking about.
Yeah, the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People.
Bingo. There
really interesting thing about that book is if you read it as a younger man, you probably think it's all about time management and how to dominate in business.
Definitely what I read it for.
You read it when you have a family and everything and you realize like, oh, wait, no, this is the real value in this is the interpersonal stuff. So if you are a younger man reading it, know that if you're focusing on the time management and stuff, you're probably missing the more potent part of that book, which is just how to become a better listener
life
and how
advice.
To just value the people in your life.
Yep,
yeah. Because that filters into your business relations as well.
All right. We are at the same juncture of the season with the Astros right now, 36 games in, that we were when they hit rock bottom last year. I want to go through some of the players this time a year ago. Do we feel better about this 18-18 version of the Astros than we do about the 12-24 version? Like we should, right? But do we feel better about this version than the version that was 12-24 this time last year? That's up next.